We are starting a three-month series in the book of Genesis. And ang theme po niyan is the story of beginnings. Which yung po ang ibig sabihin ng salit ng word na Genesis. It means beginnings. It means origins. Mga panimula o pinagmulan. Pinagmulan ng ano? Pinagmulan ng tao, pinagmulan ng kasalanan, pinagmulan ng Jewish nation. Ito ang una sa limang libro na isinulat po ni Moses na tinatawag na Pentateuch. Pentateuch from the word penta. Penta means five books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, at saka Deuteronomy. So we're dealing, discussing, and studying yung unang book which is Genesis o Genesis. Ngayong gabi na po ito, we're only going to talk or discuss or do an exposition ng two verses lang. So that will be on verses 1 and 2. Sa ating aralin ngayong gabi, which points now to our main point. Believing that God is the source and sustainer of all creation should not produce confusion, but worship. Believing that God is the source and sustainer of all creation should not produce confusion, but worship. Basahin po natin ang ating passage ngayong gabi na ito. At babasahin ko po ito sa Magandang Balita Biblia, Genesis 1:1 po hanggang 2. Nang pasimula ay nilikha ng Diyos ang langit at ang lupa. Ang lupa ay walang hugis o anyo. Dilim ang bumabalot sa kalaliman at kumikilos ang Espiritu ng Diyos sa ibabaw ng tubig. Ito po ang salita ng Diyos. Sa passage po na ito, we have divided it into three headings. Number one, God is before creation. Verse 1, first part of verse 1. Number 2, God is the source of all creation. Second part of verse 1. And yung verse 2, which is yung point number 3, God hovers over His creation. Number 1, God is before creation. And since God is before creation, we should worship Him. Verse 1, in the beginning, God. Ang salitang beginning po dito means before creation, before time, hindi before God, okay? Because God existed before creation. He is outside the laws ng physics. Hindi ho siya kasama sa ginagalawan nating mundo. He exists outside creation. The Bible doesn't define His existence. The Bible doesn't defend yung existence, kaya ganun kagad ang simula. In the beginning, God. Hindi na sinabing, in the beginning, there could probably an explosion or nagsimula sa certain particles or space. Das hindi. Hindi issue sa Bible, in the beginning, God. Sa simula't simula pa lang, Diyos na. Diyos kagad. Kaya ang unang page, sa unang verse ng Bible po ninyo, Diyos kagad. Just to make that clear, which is very interesting. So, He is an eternal, self-sufficient, all-powerful, unfathomable, hindi natin maaarok ng ating kaisipan. Itong nilalang na ito. He is invincible and invisible. It is impossible for one to know Him perfectly. Impossible. Such finite mind is limited that we cannot reach the infinite. So it is impossible for one to know Him perfectly, but we can know Him truthfully according to His Word. So tanong pastor, sa paanong paraan? Well, He has spoken and revealed Himself sa pamamagitan ng Kanyang salita, which is yung Bible. Sa panahon po natin ngayon, ang pananaw ng karamihan sa Diyos ay galing lamang sa sariling imahinasyon na kung saan nililikha ng tao. Lumikha tayo ng isang Diyos na kung saan tutugunin lahat ng ating mga pangailangan, lahat ng ating hangarin, lahat ng ating mga panalangin. Isang Diyos na gagawin ang lahat upang gawing komportable at matagumpay ako sa buhay. Yun ang Diyos na ating nilalagay sa ating isipan at paniniwala, isang Diyos na pabor sa atin. This is not the God who existed before time. This is not the God of Genesis 1:1. Itong Diyos na ito cannot be domesticated. Hindi po natin siya kayang pasunurin sa ating kagustuhan. Kaya mga kaibigan, napakahalaga po na basahin po natin ang salita ng Diyos. Napakahalaga po na aralin natin ang salita ng Diyos. Ang Diyos po ay hindi nakikipaglaro ng hulaan. Napahuhulaan niya kung sino siya, na hopefully malaman mo kung sino siya at kung matuklasan mo kung sino siya, very good, may prize ka sa akin. Hindi po yun ang Diyos. Nagpakilala po ang Diyos. At makikilala natin siya truthfully gamit ang kanyang salita. Kailangan po regular ang pagbasa, ang pag-aral, pag-meditate po natin sa kanyang aklat. Maring nandito ka ngayon at madalas mong tanungin siguro sa iyong sarili, what is God's will for my life ngayon 2021? That's one of the most common questions na tinatanong sa akin ng mga tao. Pastor, ano ba ang kalooban ng Panginoon sa akin? Ano ba ang God's will? That could be a very general and even vague question. So I need to go into details pagdating sa dyan. But if that is the general question, here's the general answer. Okay? If we want to know to discern how to, if we want to know how to discern God's will for our lives, we must know God's word. Importante po yun. Huwag na po tayo magantay ng mga pangitain. Huwag na po tayo magantay o mag-abang ng mga aparisyon ng anghel o santo o makarinig ng mga boses sa panaginip o sa ating isipan o nag-aantay ng mga senyales o a particular na karanasan upang makilala o maramdaman natin ang Diyos. God has spoken to us in His Word. His Word will constantly transform our understanding about Him. There was one time na meron akong sa computer archives ng mga sermon ko. And may CD kasi ako noon kasi CD pa yung time na yan. So meron ako, dala ko pa rin ng ngayon. Tinignan ko way back 2003. Nung pinakinggan ko po, napapangiwi pa ako sa mga naririnig ko. And I thought that was the best sermon. Siguro after 5 years, 10 years, mapapangiwi ako. Sana hindi naman. No? Hopefully God has transformed me. Hopefully God is continue to introduce Himself through His Word sa akin. And honestly, sometimes that happens when we encounter God's Word, God humbles us. And being humbled takes no pleasure. Because we're used to the good things about us. But when we have an encounter with God's Word, we cannot help but to be humbled. Lalo na kung tayo mga anak. Huwag na po tayo mag-antay ng mga senyales. Let's go to His Word and grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ang panalangin ko po sa ating iglesia dito sa Crossroads is that we would be a church that is transformed by the renewing of our minds as we study God's Word personally and as we study God's Word corporately and as we embody God's message to the community. Hindi lang kada Thursday night or once a week sa Bible study ang nababanggit po natin dito. Every day, we must read and meditate God's Word that would increase our understanding of who He is and that would lead us to worship Him. Studying God's Word and knowing about Him should not confuse us. It should lead us to worship Him. If you do not know where to start reading God's Word, bago ka lang umaaten or bago ka lang sa Christianismo, or maybe you're here, you're investigating Christianity, and you do not know where to start, or maybe hindi ka pa nakakapagsimula ng 2021 Bible reading for the year, I encourage you to open or slide yung e-bulletin nyo sa page 18. Meron po tayo dyan 52-week Bible reading plan. Galing po yan sa Ligonier Ministry. That is a free download. So I took the liberty to copy and paste it as they allowed na yung ganong means para ma-multiply itong copy and study and plan. Kada isang araw may mga assigned na passage na babasahin po na pwede natin i-meditate at ipanalangin. Naahati din po ito sa mga different genres or different types ng book like epistles and the psalms and the mga poets, history and lahat ng mga genres ng Bible nandyan, nakakahati. So it's a really good tool. So use it. Use it personally, use it as a family, or maybe after the service, Maybe you're praying na meron ka mag-disciple, then read, ask the Bible, ask a person to read the Bible with you dito after ng service. So the invincible and invisible God existed before creation. At ano naman ang ginawa niya before creation? I had that question, isa sa mga bata before, or mga kabataan. Pastor, anong ginagawa ni Jesus? Of course, this person is pertaining to God. Anong ginagawa ni God before niya nilikha yung mundo? Which is a very good question. Why don't we ask that tonight? Ano bang ginagawa ng Panginoon before creation? Sa John chapter 1 verse 1, let's move to the New Testament. John chapter 1 verse 1, the apostle was using the first few words na ginamit ni Moses sa Genesis 1:1, which is interesting. Could it be that he was hinting his readers that God has set in motion a new creation? Sa passage na ito, John went further back sa Genesis 1:1. Kasi in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. But John went further back. Let's read John 1, verse 1 to 2, at saka 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Jump to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Ang salitang Word po dyan is Logos, but particularly sa context na ito, it means the Son of God. And I've shared this before, but so if we're to have that understanding na yung Word is Son of God, it reads this way. In the beginning was the Son of God, and the Son of God was with God, and the Son of God was God. And the Son of God was in the beginning with God. Verse 14, the Son of God became flesh. Does that make sense? So malinaw po sa atin na ang God the Son po dito is the God-man Jesus Christ, as we see in verse 14. So before time, God the Father, ito po nangyayari, before creation, God the Father, God the Son, and even God the Holy Spirit, one God, three distinct persons are united, are one. So ano po ibig sabihin nito, Pastor? Ang ibig sabihin po nito, even before creation, God was happy. Before creation, God was contented. God is satisfied. God enjoys the rich fellowship of He had sa Godhead or sa triunity. So, ano ibig sabihin po nito? I'll give you more explanation later on. Pakinggan niyo po yung prayer ni Jesus Christ sa Luke chapter 17 verse 24. Sabi niya, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am. And listen to this part. To see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundations of the world. So this was already happening before creation. So what's happening? So before the foundations of the world, there's already love within the triunity of God. There's already communication. There's already rich fellowship. So hindi po niya nilikha. Ito ang tanda po natin. Hindi po niya nilikha ang mundo dahil nalulungkot po siya. Hindi po niya nilikha ang mundo dahil wala siyang magawa. O tinatamad lang sa, o trip lang ito, gawa nga tayo. Hindi, kasi kontento na ang Diyos eh. So we need to understand this. Isang mahalagang paalaala sa atin, hindi po tayo kailangan ng Diyos. Hindi tayo kailangan ng Diyos. Bago tayo pinanganak sa mundo na to, Diyos na siya. Tayo ang may pangangailangan sa Kanya. Pag wala siya, we will cease to exist. Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 25. Paul echoes this point when he said, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by men, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mankind life, and breath, and everything." So mga kaibigan, hindi po nakakadagdag sa pagka-Diyos niya yung pag-attend natin ngayong gabi. Bagamat maganda po ito, magkakasama po tayo dito. I remember isa sa mga members ng Redeemer, yung pinanggalingan niya daw church, ang tinuturo ng isa sa mga ministeryo, may utang daw ang Diyos sa kanya, kaya kailangan tibayan niya yung prayer para singilin niya ang Diyos. So, wala akong pananagutan ng Diyos sa atin in terms na may utang tayo, siya sa atin, na kailangan natin siyang singilin. Hindi po. God created the universe for His own pleasure. Hindi dahil malungkot siya, hindi dahil wala siyang magawa, for His own pleasure. This happy God wants His joy to go public in His creation. That's how wonderful it is. Revelation 4 verse 11. Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. At bilang kasama sa mga nilikha ng Diyos, bilang tayo na nilikha ng Diyos, how should we respond to this glorious, happy God? We respond, friends, by giving our undivided worship. We respond like the angels at Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Knowing this invincible, infinite, glorious Creator God should cause us to be amazed at Him and worship Him. Yung po nawawala minsan sa ating worship is beholding God, being amazed by who He is, and eventually what He had done. Tayo nilikha ng Diyos to give us an opportunity. Give us an opportunity to worship Him and enjoy Him forever. He gave that opportunity to us. Kaya niya tayo nilikha. God is sharing His joy sa atin. Isn't that sweet? And as a church, God gathered us to corporately worship Him regularly in person. Which, interestingly, madalas ko nasabihin yung in person kasi when you say gathering, it's used loosely as either online or on-site. When we say gathered in person, which means gathering together as a corporate body to display His glory to the watching world and to share His joy and love through His people that no online platform can provide. That's the truth. We had visitors before from a different church. Since hindi nagmi-meet ko na ng church, approach me after service. Iba pa talaga, no? Pag there's something about yung magkakasama ng tao, kahit hindi ko church to, pero parang iba ang feeling. Pag, yes, of course, because we're wired for this. You are saved for this, and we're corporately designed to worship Him. Corporately. In person. Once a week. Thursday. 8 p.m. Maranata Hall. Mag-download ng bulletin. Magpa-scan sa labas. Pasok dito. That's what we're wired for. And I know I've been talking to some of our members na kung saan who are not feeling well and they're not able to come yet. And say, oh, namimisan namin ang church. Why? Because it's a source of strength to be gathered here. The corporate sound of God's people in unison, passionately singing praises together, reading God's Word together, praying God's Word together. Ibang klaseng worship experience yan. Listening to the sermon together and experiencing how each other reacts sa sermon with unified amens, with unified nodding, unified laughing, and even crying. Ibang experience, hindi natin mararamdaman yan sa online. The immediate ministry after ng service, kung saan we minister to each other by crying together, strengthening one another through counseling and praying, extending practical helps, or even sharing coffee and merienda sa Ibn Batuta. That's the beauty about starting at 8 p.m. and we can get done earlier. Reminding, pointing each other to the one true source of hope, peace, life, joy, strength, satisfaction. And that is God. Friends, you know what your week looked like. Draining, frustrating, anxious ka, don't miss out on the corporate gathering. Or maybe you're so busy, you can easily get lost when you're busy. Come to God's house. Be edified and edify others. Glorify God the Father. Number two, God is the source of all creation. Kanina, He is before creation. Now He is the source of all creation. He is the source of life, sustenance. Verse 1, second part. God created the heavens and the earth. Ang mga original na listeners ng Genesis ay mga Israelites na ito yung context nila. 40 years na alipin po sa Egypt. And from there, they barely made it out. 40 years wandering sa desert, sa ilang or sa wilderness dahil sa kanilang kapasawayan. And from there, hinahanda na sila, ina-anticipate na nila yung pagtawid papunta sa Promised Land na kung saan may mga mighty nations na kaaway nila, eksperto sa armas, fortified cities, handang pumatay na sila walang experience, papasukin niya at sasabihin ng Panginoon, sakupin mo sila. They're anxious, they're weary, they're afraid, they're unsure of themselves. Tapos ngayon, nadinig nila itong mensahe from Moses. God created the heavens and the earth. Well, let me tell you a little bit. That's very significant. That's very timely marinig nila yon. Ang mga Israelites ay exposed sa mga iba't ibang klaseng katuruan sa Egypt and sa other nations. Katuruan patungkol sa creation, patungkol sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Most of the time, yung mga Diyos-Diyosan ng ibang lahi were created by nature itself or by a tension or a chaos, biglang lumabas na lang sila. So yun yung Diyos na kilala nila, mga Diyos-Diyosan na ito. And from there, and all of this discouragement and tiredness and weariness and anxiety, and from here Moses said, God, oh yeah, we're familiar with God. God created, wait, what? God created the heavens and the earth. Because they're used to hear God was created by the heavens and the earth and the seas. But to hear for the first, God, the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the God who is the creator of all. Isn't that amazing? Na ang Diyos na sinasamba nila existed before creation and His existence was not caused by anything or by any entity. I could have imagined how reassuring sa kanila ito na itong Diyos na ito ay hindi ordinary local or tribal God, but the creator of all things. The author of life, the author of creation. At ang nakakamangha po dito, this God created everything out from nothing. If I were to ask you, bake me a cake, walang mga kasangkapan at walang mga ingredients, that's ludicrous. You will view me as someone who is foolish. Sira ka ba? Ah, magikero ako, magikero. Wala ka nakikita. Cake. You may be napagod. No. Because we are beings. We need something to create something. We needed materials. We needed matter. We needed something to form another new thing. But not God. God created beautiful things out of nothingness. Sa second part ng verse 1, God created the substances of the universe instantly and He shaped it later on. Lord willing, titignan po natin yan next week kung paano hinugis ng Panginoon yan. God created everything out of nothing. John 1 verse 10, the world was made through Him. Kanino? Through Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:16, for by Him, si Jesus, all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, all things were created through Him. And there's a purpose. I love yung 4 kasi that tells us the purpose kung bakit nilikha. For Him. So you're not created randomly. I'm not created randomly just to take space. Maybe you're here today, parang hindi ko na nakikita layunin ko sa buhay. This should encourage you, friends. Because you're created for the glory of God. Since nilikha tayo ng Diyos, Siya ang mga nagmamay-ari sa atin. Which means wala tayong karapatan gawin ang gusto nating gawin. Wala tayong karapatan kunin ang ating buhay. Wala tayong karapatan magkuha ng buhay ng iba. Hindi ikaw nagbigay ng buhay. In fact, yung buhay natin, di talaga atin, sa Kanya yan binigay sa atin. Which means your very life came from God. He owns you. Especially kung anak ka ng Diyos. That makes it even more special. We are accountable sa Diyos. We were specially designed in His image to reflect who He is to the watching world. So the world would be amazed and glorify God the Father. Friends, sa life mo ba is God getting the glory that He deserves? On the way you speak and the way you act and the way you make decisions. Pero may problema, Pastor. Malinaw yan. Yung purpose natin is for the glory of God. Pero may John 1:10. May problema. John 1:10 eh. He was in the world, Jesus, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. All of us had rejected the very One who fearfully and wonderfully created us and stole the very glory that is rightfully His. As a result, we have brought down condemnation sa ating mga sarili. As a result, yun ang kalagayan natin. Since God does not share His glory to any other being, the price to idolatry is death. Eternal separation from God. Death. But God, in His mercy and by His grace, sends His Son, Jesus, the Creator of life, entered creation and took the form of the created and lived like the creatures He created, but did not sin. He was falsely accused and was crucified on that cross and died a criminal's death. He died for glory thieves like you and me. But on the third day, He rose from the grave. Muli siyang nabuhay. Jesus triumphed over death and is now seated on the heavenly realms where He rules the universe forever. So papaano po dapat tayo mag-respond to this glorious truth? We respond by obeying. By obeying this gospel truth. That si Jesus lang ang tanging paraan na tayo maligtas sa ating kasalanan. Ang tanging paraan na maayos ang relasyon ng Diyos Ama. Ang tanging paraan para magkaroon tayo ng buhay. Ang tanging paraan para magkaroon ng tunay na Diyos sa buhay mo at hindi ikaw. You're a fake God. So the Bible calls us na magsisi na sa ating kasalanan. Talikuran na po natin ang mga Diyos-Diyosan na mahal po natin. Sometimes it's easy to identify ang Diyos-Diyosan ng isang tao kapag kinanti mo magagalit yung taong yun. Walang galawan ng Diyos-Diyosan! Repent from being a demigod. Repent from being the God of your life or allowing things and people to be the God of your life. Stop being self-sufficient. Turn to the ultimate Savior, the source of life, who knows how to wheel your life for His glory. Turn to Jesus. He didn't come to save the righteous. Pastor, wala naman akong problema. Then He didn't come to save you. Because He didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save sinners. Sinners like me. He came to save people like you and me. To give us hope, new beginnings, and we should live for Him forever. Number three and last. God hovers over His creation. I was trying to think of a catchy term, pero I'll just use the passage itself. Hover. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void and darkness was over the face of the earth. There's so many issues and controversies in this passage that I'm not going to go into. Pero that's why I focused on the first two verses. Maraming iba't ibang view po patungkol dito sa verse 2 na yon, na nahiwalay yan sa verse 1. One of them is yung kilala na gap theory. They describe that God created the world and everything living in it. Yun yung verse 1. And from there, nagkaroon po ng gulo. si Satan ay nagrebelde kasama mga anghel, so nasira ang mundo. There was now a curse, and God needs to do it all over again. Kaya may verses 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, yun po yung sinasabi na gap. Okay? Ang problema po sa view na yan, the text does not suggest anything like that. Okay? There are a lot of arguments that I can throw, but let's just go to the text. The text of chapter 1 does not bend towards that. Kasi sa verse 31, sinabi, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. It is hard to comprehend that God is saying that something is very, very good, tapos may rebelding nangyayari sa verse chapter 2 or chapter 1, verse 1. So, hindi pwede yung maging inconsistent yon. It was progressive. Okay? And we'll talk more of those terms next week, Lord willing. Ang verse 2 is just a description of the form of the earth that is not yet habitable o hindi pa pwedeng matirahan na hindi lamang ng mga tao, pati ng mga hayop. So, yun po yung sinasabi dito for any life forms to that point. God has not gone through the shaping and forming process yet. Pero this is somehow setting the stage pagpasok na natin ang verse 3 next week. Tingnan niyo po yung verse 2. Sino napapansin niyo po na nandito? And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. This is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He was hovering. Yung word na hovering is yung ginagawa ng ego. Hovering. Ginamit yan, language niyan sa Deuteronomy chapter 32. Which is, it's very interesting kung paano ginamit ni Moses yung term na hovering dito to describe how God tenderly cared for His people nung nasa wilderness. He was hovering ng parang iglet na binabantayan yung kanya mga maliliit na ibon. Hovering, encircling them, protecting and caring for them. Yun po yung picture na pinapakita ng hovering. And so Genesis 1:2, the Holy Spirit is hovering over creation. Hovering for what? Waiting. Waiting for what? Waiting for God the Father. Waiting for God the Father to do what? Waiting for God the Father to give the word of command. And what is that word of command? Well, let me mention one. Let there be light. Boom. That was amazing. No? Siguro nandun tayo, nakita natin yan. Eh bakit ano ito mga darkness? Because there's no light. God was light, yes, but in physical light, wala. Okay? So, mga kaibigan, this same God who created the universe, who cared for His people, also cares about you. The God who tenderly shepherded, cared for Israel through the wilderness, who hovered over them and hovered over creation, shaped it and made it habitable for human to care for them, is the same God is hovering over you. Caring for you. He knows the sleepless nights, mga kapatid. He knows the demons na pinaglalabanan mo of sin sa heart mo. That you just cry out, nakunin mo na ako, Lord, di ko na kaya. He knows. He cares. At kung kayo ay anak ng Diyos, God is eager to answer yung mga prayers po natin. Jesus said sa Luke chapter 11, verse 11, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, give him a scorpion? And here's his point. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to do who ask Him? James 1, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Friends, He knows how to give you good and perfect gifts. Alam ng Diyos Ama kung paano kayo iingatan. Alam ng Diyos Ama kung paano tayo pangangalagaan. Alam ng Diyos kung paano tayo susustentuhan. Kaya huwag tayo umasa masyado sa means ng ating provision. Because God can take away the means. to remind us that He is the ultimate source of all means. Put your faith in Him. Trust Him. Hindi po minsan nangangahulugan na lahat ng ating panalangin ay hindi tatanggihan ng Diyos. Hindi po. Kailangan natin maunawaan na tayo ay namumuhay under the consequences of a fallen world. But He did promise us in the midst of suffering, in the midst of pain, in the midst of confusion, He promised that He will be in and through us sa lahat ng mga bagay na ito. Ginagamit po ng Panginoon ang pinagdadaanan mong hirap ngayon bilang instrumento to draw you and me close to Him. That's what you call relationship. That's what a God who cares for you. Lord, kailangan ko ng pera. Hindi, mas kailangan mo ako kaysa sa pera. Halika rito. Lord, tagal ko na yung prayer kasi hindi mo kaya akong kailangan mo. Ayaw makinig. I will clip your wings. I will do whatever it takes for you to see na you are trusting on something that are insufficient. You must trust the all-sufficient God who can satisfy you. Your concerns are instruments to draw us closer to the Father. That's what you call relationship. Hindi niya gagawin yan sa hindi niya anak. If God is in the beginning, sabi sa Genesis 1:1, then paano yung end? Kung ako nagbabasa ng libro, dapat may beginning, di ba? May end. Anong wakasan na ito, Pastor? Okay? Well, if God is in the beginning, here's this sweet promise, He will be with us for eternity. History is heading somewhere that the Bible calls new heavens and new earth, sa Revelation. The home of the righteous one will be there. At lahat ng mga anak ng Diyos will be there, kasama yung mga mahal natin sa buhay na nauna na sa atin from last year, na nasa sa Kanya. He will wipe, and you always hear this from this pulpit, He will wipe away every tear in our eyes, and we will see God face to face. If you're not excited in worshiping with God's people, if you're not excited communing with God, then you're not going to be excited to heaven. Because that's what we're going to do for eternity. If you're not excited, so I ask you, friends, where are you excited? Because that will point kung nasaan yung hearts natin ngayon. Kung saan naka-angkla ang puso natin ngayon. Believing that God is the source and sustainer of all creation should not cause confusion. It should cause us to worship. To that end, let us worship God in prayer. Let's pray. O author of life, You did not just create us, You saved us. You did not deal with us as our sins to serve. Panginoon, sariwain niyo yung gospel na yan, yung mensahe na yan sa aming puso. Pinapanalangin ko ang aking mga kapatiran, kasama ako, Panginoon, na mga may panlalamig sa aming puso. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon, at na-derail ang aming mga focus or ang aming attention sa ibang mga bagay. Considering ang daming distractions sa aming relasyon sa inyo, You still cause us, You draw us to Yourself. Lord, tulungan niyo kami na hindi maging matigas ang puso namin sa inyo. If there is sin, our sins in our life, give us the will to repent, to hate, to fight, to turn away, to reach out for people to help us fight this. Praying for major and minor decisions na kailangan namin gawin, decisions na hindi namin alam na sobrang nalilito na kami, what is our left and what is our right hand, will You provide counsel from the Spirit through the Word and from Your people sa bawat mga members at kapatiran na may ganong klaseng sitwasyon. Will You teach us to be humble, to have tender hearts, to hear You, to hear Your Word? O Father, do not let us continue in our sins. Yun ang prayer ko. Do not let us continue worshiping other gods. Let us not continue being glory thieves. If you have saved us talaga, Lord, then we pray by all means. I pray yung affections namin, Panginoon, erase ninyo, papunta sa inyo, at hindi sa mga bagay sa mundo na ito. Continue to fuel our hearts with amazement that you are indeed an amazing God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.